Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, finally, we had some rays of light this week. Happy to report the Dow Jones finished the week up 4.9%, S&P up 4.7%, NASDAQ up 5.2%, the MSCI, EFI Index International up 1.7%, and the 10-year Treasury yield up 0.2%. For the year, we're still in a bear market. S&P off over 21%, NASDAQ off over 30%, and the EFI off over 27%, while bonds still off 16.5%. Can't even believe saying that. 16.5% for the year to date. So, again, you're feeling the pain. I understand it. It's across the board. There's not a lot of places where there's been sunlight. And I'm getting a lot of questions like, why this week did things turn around and have three positive days of trading? Great question. And I think a big portion of it had to do with the UK. This is like a soap opera, is it not? And so the question I got is, the UK crisis finally over? And if so, what does it mean for markets? Really good question. So yes, stocks love the news Monday and Tuesday, and ultimately Wednesday, as the prime minister not only changed up her financial plans by appointing the chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, but they did a full U-turn in policy. We talked about this, I think, about a month ago when all this started, and why it didn't make sense what they were doing and what they had to do. And, well, they did it. And then Prime Minister Truss resigned. So just, you know, crazy. So they completely abandoned all their tax cuts. They placated the global markets, and they restored, or trying to restore, I think it's going to take some time, the fiscal credibility of one of the largest economies in the world. And the result of this news was not only a strong rally in the global bond market, but also the stock market. And so the question that I had was, well, is this a bullish game changer overall for the market? And will things just continue to go up? And I'm going to say no. Sorry. Here's why. First, yes, this was positive news for the market, in that the UK government abandoned that tax and spend policy, which was directly in conflict with raising interest rates. So that is a positive, and I'd venture to say that as long as there's no backtracking, that the S&P 500 at 3,600 should stay formidable through the remainder of the year. Let's hope for that. But here we go. While the news is positive in that it eliminated a headwind on the market, I don't think it's a material bullish game changer. Here's why. Of the four financial assets that are most impacted by the UK debacle, we're going to call it, the British pound has moved back to pre-debacle levels. So out of four, only the pound has moved back. Where am I going with this? What about the other three signals, if you will? The 10-year gilt. This is similar to the 10-year treasury. The key metric for markets dropped 42 basis points on Monday, but still ended trading above the 3.7% level, which is where it was back on September 20th. And that was a few days before Truss announced the plan that we were talking about over a month ago. Next parallel. U.S. Treasuries, which have been pulled higher by the 10-year rising gilt, are still solidly above the 3.5% level where it was in September 20th. So what I'm saying is yields have continued upward on U.S. Treasuries, particularly the 10-year, which is not good, right? You would think that if this debacle was responsible for some of that, which it looked like it might have been, that would have changed once this news came out. It hasn't. In fact, it's only gotten worse. So that's strike two. Strike three, the dollar index, whose strength is causing global economic and financial stress, remains above the pre-trust debacle of 111.35. So my point is, yes, the U-turn on tax cuts and her resignation is positive from an economic standpoint. And that importantly removes the risk that the 10-year gilt continues to rise and cause some sort of a shock in the system. But it's not like this situation will have no impact on markets. As I've been saying, global bond yields are higher right now because of the entire debacle. The UK economy is one of the largest in the world and will likely enter a deep recession. The dollar has surged to new highs, which is going to exacerbate stress on emerging markets as they try and purchase things, and we buy things there. And the entire situation has really highlighted the liquidity drain that's occurring in the sovereign bond markets as our Fed continues to raise rates. Bottom line, I view the entire trust tax debacle as one enormous unforced error for global markets and the economy. And the S&P was trading about 37.75 before this whole thing. And once it happened, the spike in global bond yields caused the S&P 500 to essentially go through the June lows. Remember, we were in the low 3500 just a couple of weeks ago. And now that the tax cut plan has been scrapped, it will remove the headwind on the market. And that's good. But don't expect the S&P 500 to regain all those losses and get back to 37.75 because they're scars from the whole episode. And I think they're just going to take time to heal. And so that's exactly. Let's get some examples. So let's look at the U.S. economy because people were asking me, what do you think is going to happen? And so this week we had what's called the Empire State Manufacturing Index. And this is a forward-looking index. It looks at building things in the East Coast that are going to be shipping around the country. So forward-looking, usually about 6 months. And according to this index that came out this week, the index for the first time in 6 months was down negative 0.91%. Most importantly, you look at shipments. There's a shipment index that's part of this. In other words, how many things are going to be shipping around, moving around, pre-orders, those sort of things. Get this, it was down 19.9 points and turned negative for the first time we've seen in a long time, while an inflation gauge was, what you think, of course, still up. So overall, these forward-looking indicators are not looking so good. And inflation is, as we keep hearing, still around and not really going away, which in turn means the Fed is going to keep doing what they're doing. So what could happen with the S&P 500? Well, the support level right now, meaning where would we go next before things start to free fall again? 35.34, write that down. 35.34 is the next support level. If we were to go through that with some meaningful volume, 34.27 is the next. And below that is 33.42. Now, I've been hearing a lot about 3,200, 3,300 from some of the big banks out there and analysts. And, you know, talking next 6 to 8 months. And that's what you're looking at. So maybe expect going into the election some positive stuff. But overall, things aren't good. Now, let's do a question real quick. Question we got. I have gold right now. If we're going into a couple year period of recession or contraction, wouldn't that be a good time to buy gold right now? Here's what I have to say to that. Well, despite the day-to-day chatter about the influences on gold, the only two things that really matter, in my opinion, for gold are real interest rates and the dollar. And right now, both of those are trending higher, which is negative for gold. Now, of course, it always depends on your time frame and your investment objective. But until real rates peak and begin to go down the other way and the dollar puts in a tradable top, gold is likely to continue to go lower with a decline towards 1375. A distinct possibility.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.